1928, in the outskirts of Frankfurt, a boy went into a tunnel but never made it out. This is the inhumane murder of Tristan Brubach.
Tristan was a 13-year-old boy who lived in Frankfurt, Germany. His mother suffered from a mental illness and committed suicide when Tristan was 10 years old. After this incident, his grandmother moved into the family house with Tristan and his dad. Tristan would spend a lot of time walking around the neighborhood, playing video games and looking after his favorite pet, a rabbit. Tristan transferred school and once he met new people, he tried to fit in, which meant he tried to take up smoking, but he was still bullied. On March 26, 1998, Tristan asked his dad if he could skip school as his back hurt, but his father declined. Tristan went to school and later in the day asked his teacher whether he could leave early to go to the doctors. The teacher accepted his request, and the last time Tristan was seen was at 3:20 p.m. in a nearby park.
All right, Chip, be honest. Did you ever try and lie to your parents to skip a bit of school?
I've skipped a bit of school in my time, old cap. I don't condone it,
yeah,
but I've done it.
Hey, look, when the new Call of Duty would come out, I swear I would come up with the craziest excuses to get out of school.
They were always onto me. My parents knew the releases. They knew what was they knew the plan.
They knew what was happening. It was that time of year.
I had to go in.
It does sound like this guy was trying to fit in at school, though. So he was maybe doing things that he wouldn't usually do, such as smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a smoker at school?
No.
My parents probably would have chinned me, yeah, if they found that out.
At the end of the school day, other students started walking home and some of his classmates walked through a tunnel where they found Tristan's dead body lying on the ground. They ran back to the school to inform the teachers and the police were called. They arrived at the scene at 5 p.m. Tristan was strangled and beaten. He had a deep cut along his neck which could have been the cause of his death. He had signs of rape, his genitals had also been removed, and chunks of flesh had been taken from his thighs and buttocks. The weapons were left behind, but the body parts were not found. Once the news broke, three teenagers came forward and said they witnessed a murder. They didn't realize it at the time, but they saw Tristan entering the tunnel at 3:20 p.m. and claimed a man followed him into the tunnel. They saw him beating something which they now realized could have been the murder. They provided the police with a description of the man and a sketch was produced.
This is really gruesome. In terms of murders, not only is it disturbing the fact that it's a 13-year-old child, we're also here talking about the fact that there are like chunks missing, genital mutilation. Like, this isn't just like, I've killed a 13-year-old boy. There is way more to it. If you wanted to kill them, you don't just take like chunks out of their skin.
No, some twisted business going down here. And the kids as well, they saw a man beating something. I mean, they are kids, but I still think I'd be a bit concerned if I saw that.
Yeah, would you say anything? Yeah, I mean, actually, I don't know. Would I tell a teacher anything if you saw a man just like, you don't realize it's a person. Well, they obviously said they didn't realize it was a person at the time. Yeah. So I don't think I would have said it. You would probably made like some comments to friends and things like that. Like, oh, we saw this weird guy there. But if you didn't know that was a person, I don't think there would be any reason for you to go somewhere.
True. How would they not know it was a person?
They're so just from far away,
yeah,
right?
True.
They're just from far away. But then, like, what would he be beating, right?
Or maybe they only got, like, a glance at it and that was it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyways, the sketch as well that they showed, the guy is really creepy. Like,
yeah, if I saw him and he was beating someone, I'd be worried.
You know when you look at someone, you're like, you are definitely some sick killer.
I don't want to judge, but he has the look.
I don't want to judge, but we're going to judge.
I feel like he has the look of a killer.
Yeah,
like I kind of get that vibe. But maybe that's just because I know that he committed the crime. If I saw him on the streets, maybe I'd be like, you know what, I'll go for coffee with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that by the sounds of things.
The main suspect was a man believed to be between 20 and 30 years old. He was described to have a cleft lip or a large scar on his lip. Several people described him, and a composite sketch was made and distributed worldwide. A 12-year-old girl was the first person to spot him, and she claimed he came out from behind a bush. He was wearing a hat and had long hair which was tied up in a ponytail. Another lady came forward stating that she had seen the man and Tristan walking together a few days before the murder. Then another lady came forward and contradicted this, as she claimed she talked to Tristan in the park. He sat down beside her on the same bench to smoke a cigarette. After she finished talking to him, she said she left, and when she looked back, two men sat down beside Tristan, one on each side. Around 20 minutes after she witnessed this, he was murdered.
A spanner's been thrown into the works here. At first we thought it was just one person, and now they're saying it could have been two people here. Yeah. You know how they sat on either side of the bench? Is
co-op.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie. For one person to do this is quite nuts. And in the fact, by the way, this isn't at night, by the way. This is middle of the day stuff. This isn't hidden away in some dark
3:20 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was winter, like, it's not dark yet.
And especially, I mean, they said that they were taking like a shortcut. Kids would take shortcuts there. So maybe this guy doesn't necessarily know the area that well. Otherwise, you'd know that school kids and stuff do go around there. It just seems like the audacity for either the one person or the two people to do it is pretty crazy, to be doing it at that time and where school kids frequent.
In April 1998, somebody called the police and claimed he was the murderer and could be found at Hogst railway station. He said he was waiting for the police to arrest him, but when the police turned up, there was no one there.
Polizei, hier ist Christian Mörder. Wie bitte? Christian Mörder ist hier. Sind Sie?
Ja.
Und Sie wollen sich selber stellen, oder was?
Ja.
Ja? Wo sind Sie denn jetzt?
Frankfurt Höchst.
Frankfurt Höchst. Ja, und wo dort?
Hoechst Bahnhof.
Am Bahnhof?
Ja, umgebracht.
Du, Sie haben ihn umgebracht?
Ja.
Wie sehen Sie denn aus? Wie groß?
1,80.
1,80. Haare?
Schwarze.
Schwarze Haare. Lange oder kurz?
Lange.
Lange Haare.
Nehmen Sie ein Schild.
Chip, honestly, what would a fellas mysteries case be without someone calling up to say that they did it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this happens so much, all the time. But weirdly enough, surely something, they should have made more of this.
Yeah, like, I feel like it actually is the murderer. I've got that in my head. He's called up in a moment of panic, felt like, you know, maybe some guilt's come over him, which would be surprising because he sounds twisted. And then as the police are coming, he's scrapped that idea and go, you know what?
Fuck that. No way. Yeah. But even then, like, surely let's load up the CCTV. Was he actually ever there?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Like,
or was he just toying with the police?
He's at a railway station. That's what he said. I'm sure there's got to be a little bit of CCTV in and around the area. If you can just start, you know, figuring out the times, maybe he was walking past a shop 10 minutes before, anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of here is that actually he was never there and he just liked to toy with the police and sort of mess with them, because he's clearly like getting away with it so far. You know how they like to do, they like call up and then they just make it seem more interesting and
giving them breadcrumbs, you know, they want the chase.
An interesting fact about this case actually is that the German police actually went to the FBI and also Interpol as well to just try and get a bit more information and ask them, have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, like we said, this isn't just like a guy murdering a 13-year-old. There's a lot more to it. Chunks missing, all that. Like, any of you guys ever seen this before? And they all came back and were saying, like, we got nothing for you. Like, this is a really, really strange case.
In October 1999, somebody went to the cemetery where Tristan was buried and dug approximately 1.2 meters into the ground. But the coffin was not opened. The police believed the perpetrator to be mentally ill and had no connection to Tristan's murder.
So somebody has gone to the grave, digging up the ground. The coffin wasn't open, so they've not touched the coffin. But, like, we've spoken about this before. You've seen it happen in many cases where the person who committed the crime goes back to the grave, goes back to...
See their work.
To places where things happened, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, like you said, it's either like the crime scene, they go back to that, or, I mean, in more extreme cases, I guess you dig 1.2 meters into the ground.
But they just said it was a mentally ill person with no connection. Is that, how certain are they on that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll put something out there. I'm willing to bet that the killer was probably mentally ill as well.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're doing this, you're mentally ill, okay? Yeah. The weird bit is, though, if he's gone to all the effort of digging it, why not open the coffin? Is the coffin quite difficult to open? I've personally never tried to open one.
Is it him laying another clue down? First, phone call. Now he's digging up half of the coffin.
Yeah, it's almost like like you said in the first one, he says he's at the train station and he leaves the police there. With this one, he goes like 70% of the way but doesn't open the coffin again. Just like kind of doing things.
Yeah, maybe enough to make the police be like, oh, this is something.
It's still going on.
But clearly they didn't believe that and they just thought it was a person who was mentally ill and not connected to the case.
Yeah.
By 2014, over 90% of men living in the surrounding areas had submitted their fingerprints voluntarily for comparison, but no matches came from it. A year after the investigation, Tristan's rucksack was found in a forest about 15 miles from the scene of the crime. In the rucksack, there was a map which was written in Czech, but since Tristan didn't speak Czech, police assumed it belonged to the killer.
A whole year after the investigation, and they find that? Like, also, right, I mean, I imagine there was probably some forensics done on it, but are we just saying because he had the same backpack that it is his? Because he obviously doesn't speak Czech.
I think there might have been some other things in the backpack that would have just pointed to.
Okay.
The fact, like it might have had some schoolwork on it. It's just Tristan's name.
Again, I just think this is the killer just letting the police know that, yeah, I'm still here. I'm still around.
It seriously sounds like he's leaving a trail.
Yeah.
Like, you know, these things are happening, not too close together, bit spaced out, but they're all things that are not too, like, oh, look, it's me, hi.
Yeah. It's just like a little bit.
Here's a little something, come and nibble on it.
The fact that it's in Czech, I'd imagine that is the killer Czech.
Like, you say, look, I'm from Czech Republic, like, come on, it's on a plate for you right here.
Yeah, because Tristan obviously didn't speak it. Would he have had a Czech map in the back? Probably not.
Unless Tristan was involved in something he shouldn't have been. Can't be.
Yeah, I mean, we did say that he was getting mixed up with people because he moved to this new school. He wanted to fit in and all this stuff. Was he maybe supposed to deliver this backpack to someone? You know what I mean? The guy takes it, kills him, and then takes it somewhere.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, it could be. But like the murder was so brutal and like, he, you know, took his genitals, took bits out of his body. That sounds like somebody who's got a weird...
Yeah, that's not just like I'm killing you and taking your backpack.
Yeah,
it's not like
a drug deal gone wrong and he's killed him out of disrespect. This is some weird stuff.
In May 2016, a man named Manfred Seal was named a suspect. He passed away in 2014 at the age of 67. He seemed to be living a very normal life. He had a family, a steady job, was an active community neighbour and had no criminal record. However, things took a turn after his death. When sorting out his belongings and possessions, his daughter came across a rented storage facility where there were human remains and diaries filled with descriptions of murders. This led the police to firmly believe he murdered at least 5 women, but it may be more between the years of 1971 to 2004. However, most of his victims seemed to be drug addicts, sex workers, or mentally ill people, so Tristan did not fit his victim target. The police considered him a suspect purely because he lived close to Tristan. The only similar MO was that Manfred did express sexual sadism and kept the genitals of some victims. Ultimately, in October 2017, the police announced he was no longer a suspect.
Mate, this bloke, this is what I always say, you never actually know who the person is that next to you.
Yeah,
I know, you could have the same. Look, it literally said he had a normal life, family, steady job, the full works, right? And yet he had this storage facility where he had human remains. The two things that really stand out to me is the fact that there's chunks missing from the body and then also they removed his genitals, right? And I'm sorry, but in both of both of those things were found in this guy's storage facility. Mm.
And that is some will to leave behind, by the way.
Could you imagine? Like, oh yeah, he's left you a few things.
Yeah, there's the keys to the storage facility that he left in your name.
That's seriously twisted, but they said that just none of them really fits. Like, Tristan doesn't fit that person's like, MO who they tended to go after.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, like, I think someone that's already this sort of sick and twisted, like, why is that out of the realm?
Yeah, maybe this was Manfred Seal, like, stepping out of his boundaries a little bit, going for somebody younger.
Yep.
Maybe, you know, that happens.
And we didn't really get a reason as to why the police ended up just like ruling that he was no longer a suspect, because to me, honestly, this person seems like they tick all the boxes and they lived relatively close.
It was a shame. I guess it was because he was he'd already died 2 years prior to them naming him as a suspect. Keeps so happening. They couldn't really get too much out of that.
One of the most annoying thing I feel like with all this stuff. But it's just too slow. Mm. We figure out the person always dies first.
In June 2020, Christian Bruckner was named a suspect. He was also a suspect in the Madeleine McCann case. In an interview with a group of people from Germany who are trying to preserve the memory of Tristan, when asked who the most promising suspect was, they said, "The truth is, there have been no promising suspects at all. There have been some men who resembled the facial composite, but in the end, none of them were a promising suspect."
Wow, that is some phenomenal coffee. Let me tell you where I got that coffee from. A place called Grind. And by the way, all jokes aside, I genuinely love Grind. I tend to go there. Their Saturday brunches are absolutely amazing. But we're here to talk about their coffee. And my gosh, their coffee is delicious, right? And not only that, but they're finally delivering it to your own home for free. Seriously, guys, the pods that they have go straight into your Nespresso machine. That's what we're going with today. And of course, here at the Fellas Mysteries, we come with deals. And those deals are for your first 30 coffee pods, you can get them for just £5 if you use the code CRIME. Every minute, 29,000 of those little plastic pods go into a landfill. Now, the good people at Grind have made sure that their pods are not made out of plastic. Cue the applause. Of course, continuing on that, their coffee is, of course, certified organic and fair trade coffee, which is super important when you're buying lovely, delicious coffee. So you can actually be enjoying your coffee guilt-free. And if you don't believe me, you can have a look on Trustpilot, yeah? Excellent rating. That's enough for me. Now, if you want to redeem that is at grind.co.uk. That is 30 of those coffee pods for a fiver. Come on, right, seriously. That's 30 cups of coffee for a fiver. What more do you want? Let's just take a look at those pictures. Guy looks pretty
it's
similar.
It's not too far off. I mean, but the one thing that he doesn't have is a scar on his lip or the cleft lip.
Yeah.
So that kind of takes away
from
it.
But that's sort of like the jaw, the cheekbones, like he's pretty like, I want to say like chiseled.
I could see these two guys, if they're separate, different people, I could see them being friends. A couple of beers together.
Or it just is that person.
Or that.
Another suspect that we didn't actually mention in the voiceover is actually apparently there was a woman who told the police that it was her husband.
Oh.
Right? Classic. We've heard this one before as well. But later she ended up coming out and saying, "Oh no, I just made that up because I wanted to get revenge on my husband after our divorce." What is wrong with you, woman?
Snip.
Well, could you imagine? You just divorced your wife and then she goes, "Yeah, I told the police that you killed." Remember that 13-year-old boy that had his genitals removed and chunks of flesh missing? Yeah, well, I said that was you.
She snitched, though. But he didn't.
It was a fake snitch. What?
Well, he chose to marry her, so he should have seen the red flags.
Never sleep with crazy. What's the latest with this anyways, Chip? Tell me.
So the prosecution office, of course, has put out a reward, €15,000 for any information that could lead to the murderer. And other people have actually put some money in themselves. One individual put an extra €5,000 in. And another individual actually put out their own reward of €80,000. But unfortunately, that reward has expired. It expired in May 2016 and nothing else has come of the case so far.
What do you think, Chip? Where are you at with this? Because
I'm
honestly,
thinking the bread trail, you know, the breadcrumbs, the trail was there, the left by the murderer. I've got that in my head. I feel like the police just couldn't tie things together. Maybe that was the plan. He wanted to leave crumbs that had them guessing, but he still didn't want to get caught, obviously.
Yeah, just make it more of a case.
And I guess did a great job of it because still to this day has not been caught. But hopefully somebody out there has some.
I mean, this is the biggest thing, is the fact that I feel like something that happened in the middle of the day in a tunnel, there were some witnesses or quite a few people that saw a few things, right? I just do not understand how we aren't closer or at least have stronger suspects. Look, nothing's happened. If you guys would like to leave your thoughts on this case and who you think did this, maybe even just chat a little bit about the case where you think you can get more information. Mm. All that stuff, let us know in the comments. Chip, tell them what they got to do.
And if you have any info on the case, make sure you hit up Interpol or the FBI, because you just never know.
Yeah.
You never know. And if you're the murderer when you're watching, do give yourself in. But first, Please leave a like and subscribe and turn on notifications. We'll be back next Monday with another Unsolved Mystery, 6 p.m.
See ya.